Thank you. Literally good. Last week y'all did a show. I was like, let me try to listen. I couldn't.
Damn, he fucked up the
good morning, PML. I'm gonna need Beast and FA to please go on mute. Since they cannot,
we didn't want to be on his show anyway. Fuck
it. Nope. We don't condone Beast saying that, bro.
We don't condone saying it.
Nope. We are here for the breakfast show. We got the breakfast crew in the building. We got D-Lord in the building. D-Lord, say hello to the people.
Yo, what's good, PML fans? Your boy D-Lord. We are back with another episode. Today's post-advance day. So yeah, we have games to talk about, I'm assuming. I don't know. I ain't paid attention last night. Oh, we do have one for sure.
We do have some games. Sure.
Yeah. Damn well, we're talking about that Panthers game.
That Panthers game. We're gonna talk about them Panthers. So we got that. We got Z in the building. Z, say hello to the people.
Yo, yo, happy Thursday. Unless you're Miles, because he lost some people some points.
At least Miles won't be seeing the suspension. We also got HD in the building. HD, say hello.
Hello.
All right, that's enough of that. Welcome to the breakfast show. We got to talk about the game, Z, if you don't mind pulling those up. We also got to talk about something else because we can't have a payment that's unacceptable in my book. We got to at least have an hour. Z, what do we got for games?
All right, first game, Bears defeated the CPU 49ers 30-17. Not going to spend too much time on that one.
Look who could play at late now. Oh, wow. You don't play a user now. You can play at advanced. Oh, whoopty fucking do. Look at what happens. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was very toxic, bro. Super unnecessary.
But yeah, Bears moved to 8-4 in the dead thick of it in the NFC North playoff race, divisional race. but next game, we had the Saints defeating the Buccaneers 34-22.
Yeah, not surprised by this. Honestly, nobody's been able to push back against JC in the division. So just walking through the division might be and regular season warrior, hasn't really had the playoff success that he hopes. Zeke, did you play him in the playoffs at all?
Who?
JC?
No, I played him earlier this year.
What do you, just from playing him, what do you think ties into his lack of success in the playoffs?
I mean, I don't have a lot of playoff success myself recently, so I can't necessarily quantify that. But I think it's just like, I mean, last year, pretty sure he had, well, maybe the last 2 years. Hasn't he had the one seed or something like that? Or was that Hype Mike that had the one seed last year? I know he had it at one point, and it's just kind of like you run into.
He played enough in the wild card last year.
Yeah, he beat me in the wild card. Before we move on, speaking of our wild card victor, we got the greatest Cowboys user we ever had in PML with us, Drama Man. I know most of you thought CEO for a second, but it is Drama Man. Drama, say hello to the people.
What it do, PML, is your main man, Drama Man. I don't know how anybody could have thought it was CEO. You said the best Cowboys user ever, you know what I'm saying? Representing, we in the building, man. It's week 13. We ready to get in. PML was good.
I thought you were bringing an NFL RT.
That's crazy. Are you saying my friend Drama is not the best Cowboys user to ever do it?
Yeah, I thought you were bringing an NFL RT.
That's crazy, Drama. You got any comments on that?
Man, HD is in the division with me and cannot get out of third place. So I don't want to hear nothing from HD right now.
I'm in second place. What the hell?
They've been rebuilding.
Man, Drama Man.
They've been rebuilding.
Yeah, we're rebuilding. Eat a dick.
What do you think? What do you think about HD's rebuild, Drama?
Tell me about my rebuild. How great is my team? My team, not my success, my team.
His team is amazing, bro.
Like, yes, sir. They got,
Hold on. Listen, I need y'all to understand how epic of a failure HD has been this cycle. His defense has superstars at every defensive lineman position, bro. Then in his secondary, thanks to the coach tree bullshit, he's got plus 93 at every cornerback position. He got 297 speed cornerbacks. He got an 89 speed sub linebacker. No, he's not a sub linebacker. 89 speed strong safety out of Alabama he drafted last season. He's got Taylor Edmonds and Sidney Brown, who I think are both, and Taylor Rapp. I think all of them are sub linebacker eligible. I mean, the team is ridiculous. They play, I mean, they're at every position on both sides of the ball. DeAndre Swift, superstar. His quarterback, Jalen Hurts, superstar X factor. Even though he's hurt, he has 88 overall Desmond Ridder, who he wasn't able to do anything with. He got DeAndre Swift and Derrick Henry at the running back position. He got A.J. Brown, Devontae Adams, and Devontae Smith. Like, come on, bro. And he has not even made 500 any season so far this cycle. We're in the third season. He's 3-9. He cannot get to 500. It's absolutely ridiculous.
How was he able to beat you recently? What do you think happened in that game?
It was a good game. It came down to the last drive. I got away from my run in the end with the clock running down. And he was able to come up with two big stops. He came up with two big plays in the red zone, and he got the dub. But that's how division games happen in PML. It doesn't matter how good one player is versus the other. You know what I'm saying? You play somebody often enough, there's a chance that you're going, you know what I'm saying, fuck around and get a dub. You know what I'm saying? Shit, a broken clock is right twice a day. So surely in six games, HD will get him a dub. So I ain't even mad at that.
What do you think was the success, HD, in that game?
Like you said, it was a good game. I don't think anybody really did anything wrong. It was just a good game. I mean, out of all everything he said, I just know he said my rebuild has been great, and that's all I care about.
Yeah, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Hey, we see each other again in, I think, 2-3 weeks, this week, and then I think we play after this week. Or the week after that, so.
No, it's a couple weeks from now. My next three games, I got the Chargers this week. I got the Saints next week, and then I got the Patriots.
Yeah, it's week 17. We'll play again, so. We'll see. I expect the same kind of game, though.
There is a chance, Drama. I don't know if you noticed with your division. There is a chance that HD could push for the division. I have you at best finishing 7-10.
Based on your hold on. You have me at best finishing 7-10?
Based on your remaining schedule.
Okay, you sir can eat a dick. I'm gonna tell you the rest of my remaining schedule. My remaining schedule, I got the Chargers, Saints, the Patriots.
Commanders,
and Lions. So who am I losing to in my last three?
You're losing to the next three, definite. Then you said the Commanders.
Insane. Definite is insane, but go ahead.
The Commanders you're beaten. So at that point, that's six. Six and what's your record right now?
I'm 5-6 right now. So I'll be 6-9. I'll be 6-9. If I lose the next three and beat the Commanders, I'm 6-9.
Yep. And then looking at your remaining schedule after that.
The Eagles and the Lions.
Eagles you could beat. That would make you 7. And then I think the Lions you lose. Because I think the Lions will be playing
I'm
for.
Losing to the Lions after you watched me obliterate him in the playoffs last season?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll see. You got me fucked up because I'm going to put my whole foot in the Chargers' ass this week. So y'all say what y'all want to say. Y'all got me fucked up, bro. Y'all going to stop sleeping with me, bro. Y'all playing with me.
But looking at the other side, I look at HD's schedule. He really don't have – you could definitely – I would say there's a 90% chance that you win the division at 7-10.
It's not a 90% chance. Okay, look. Eagles on the bye, right? He comes back, he plays the Bears, the Commanders, and the Broncos. He's definitely not And he got the Bears, Commanders, Broncos, and the Cowboys again. You mean to tell me he's not going to lose more than two of his, at least two of his next four or two of his next five?
And that's what I'm saying. I would say there's a 90% chance, but I could see a game
to be
that
fair, I think me and Hefe could play a good game. If I
Hefe going to blow you out, bro. Hefe going to blow you out.
Hefe is going to slob on these toes. If I say it, I could beat everybody, okay? DK's not for this game remaining. Even if I lose the DK, as long as I beat you, I have the head. We can both go 7-10, and I win the division.
You're not 7-10 if you lose to the Bears and the Broncos, though.
I'm not going to lose to the Bears.
You gotta beat the Commanders and the Giants, HD. Stop acting like those are just wins.
Okay, you're not gonna throw the Commanders out there. Like, we all ain't betting that man over and taking turns, first of all.
I will say the Giants have your number.
I can give you the burn argument. I'll give you that. Burn the suck on my foot's toes. I'm getting the 10-10. That's all I'm saying.
He's getting the 10-10. Looking at the NFC East, I want to get outsiders' opinion. Z, comment on it. Based on the schedule, what do you see the Cowboys finishing with? What do you see with the Eagles?
I mean, he's going to win the division. It doesn't matter if he finishes 500 or not. He's going to win the division.
So. I know you're talking about me.
No, it's not crazy, bro.
You're talking about me. You're talking about me. That's fine.
Yeah, I am talking about you, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm winning the division. Woo-hoo.
Nah, you're not winning the division. Bro, okay. So you're sitting at 3-9. Bears, Commanders, Broncos, Cowboys, Giants. I see two games that you should win. And those are divisional games.
And he's not beating. Listen, Broncos and Bears are fighting for playoff spots right now. There's no way they're dropping the game to the Eagles, bro. What do you mean they're not?
There's a way I'm dropping a game to the Eagles.
Bro,
Michael Penix is on your neck, bro.
Yeah, I have zero confidence in Michael Penix. So, yeah, the Cowboys will win their third straight division title.
Not him swinging against the Cowboys, bro?
So Z, for the fun, week 13, Cowboys, Chargers.
Chargers.
Week 14, Saints, Cowboys.
Where is it at? Saints. Saints got him. JC got 15, his number.
Week 15, Patriots, Cowboys at Cowboys.
Ooh. Pats, close one.
Commanders, Cowboys.
Cowboys, easy.
Commander, Cowboys, Eagles.
Yes, sir. Cowboys. That's crazy.
Lions, Cowboys.
What week?
Week 18. And I would assume the Lions would be playing for something there.
I'll go Cowboys. Fallen's offense sucks.
Yeah, it does. So, that being said, he's got you finishing 8-9.
Listen, hold on real quick. Real quick, you said you sure the Lions will be playing for something. Listen to the Lions' next four games. He's got a bye this week. He's got the Bengals, the Browns, the Packers, and then the Cowboys. There's no chance he's making the playoffs, bro.
He might be 9-7 going into week 18.
Nine and seven doesn't make the playoffs in the NFC East outside of winning the division.
NFC North, you mean, or in the NFC in general?
No, in the NFC in general. You're not making the playoffs if you're 9-7 and you don't win your division.
I don't know. This year is a little different. I think there's a lot of borderline 500 teams. Looking at the standings for the NFC, trying to go by conference. So right now in the NFC, by conference, you got the Seahawks who have the first seed at 10-2. You got the Saints at 10-2. You got the Cowboys at the Lions at 9-4. Then the Cowboys at 5-6. Then you got the Vikings at 7-5. You got the Bears at 8-4. You got the Rams at 6-5. You got the Packers at 6-5. Then you got the Bucks and the Falcons right at, but they're both at 7 losses. Looking at that. So you got the Cowboys, you got the Packers, the Rams, and the Bears all in a wild card spot, and the Vikings. They're all fighting for a wild card spot right now, right this second. they go 9-7, the Vikings could definitely be, you know, 11-5 at that point, you know, something like that, and winning the division. You could have the Packers go on a run. You could have the Rams go on a run. You could also, that's what they have to play each other. When it comes to the Packers, the Lions, the Bears, they have to play each other. So they could lose a few games. And I'm pretty sure they get some games, some of these close wildcard teams that they're going to have to win. So 9-7, I would say, would be on the fence. I think that would
– you would need help.
Where you are. When you're 9-7 –
Now, my bad, I mean to cut you off, but I just read off, only because I read off the Lions' remaining schedule, right? The Vikings are on a 3-game losing streak, and listen to their next 5 games. They got the Steelers this week, the Seahawks week 15, the Packers week 16,
wait,
the
Broncos week 7. I didn't even know that the
this is the Vikings. This is the Vikings.
Oh, okay.
It's the Steelers, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Broncos, the Bears. That's a crazy end to the season, bro.
Ish.
And he's 7-5 on a 3-game losing streak. That's wild. The Bears got the Eagles this week, the Packers, the Bengals, the Raiders, and then the Vikings. He's sitting at 8-4 right now. So the Lions, the Vikings, and the Bears all have crazy end of the season schedules, bro. And then the Packers right now at the bottom of the division, he is 6-5. He's got to play the Browns this week, the Chiefs next week, the Bears week 15, the Vikings week 16, the Lions week 17, and the Steelers week 18. If Mike gets out of that and makes the playoffs, bro, he's going to still lose in the first round, but I'm going to have to salute him because that's a hell of a run. That's a hell of a run at the end of the season.
He said he's still going to lose the first round, but I got to salute him. That's a hell of a wild. I'll tell you what. If I get past this Rams game with a win, I'll be sitting there at 9-7-2, looking to get into that last one. Fucking success more than you, you little cunt. Shut your face.
That's not happening.
You suck, bro.
That's not happening, bro.
All I gotta do
is beat the Rams.
Cowboys play the Saints at home on Monday night next week. I'm ready for that, bro. I'm ready to get this bitch out of the way. I gotta get that monkey off my back, bro. There's no way I let JC beat me 3 games in a row. This would be like fucking 11 games in 2 cycles, bro. I can't stomach this shit, bro. You gotta take this.
Listen, bro. So real quick, just so I thought it was cool. Me and Drama played on Thanksgiving, and they actually, like, they changed the field and everything. I realized, I'm like, bro, I said, what the fuck is on the field? And, like, while we're running by, and I seen it was, like, a Thanksgiving logo, I said, oh, look, we kicked their ass at home on Thanksgiving.
That's crazy.
enjoy your turkey.
So I got the Rams this week. Then I got the Panthers, the Dolphins, the Giants, the 49ers, the Panthers. I could if I beat the Rams, I almost positive I'll be one out after that. So, but enough about the NFC. It's going to be very interesting to see with that NFC. Is there a chance they send 4? It's the question. Do you think they send 4?
There's a chance, but will they? Who knows? If Wimmy keeps dropping games.
Nah, the Rams are crashing that party. Looking at the remaining schedule, the Rams are getting in the playoffs, bro. There's no way the Rams don't make the playoffs.
So they got me this week. They got the Texans, the Colts, Panthers, Saints, and 49ers. So, yeah
there's no way.
And the Texans on there. But other than that, a lot of favorable games for them.
Yeah. The Rams had it rough, you know, midway through the schedule. You know what I'm saying? But he's got it made going down the stretch.
So, who do you
think? He had those 2 slim losses, too, to the Cardinals and Niners. The Niners left the league 3 weeks later, and then the Cardinals are just they're just chilling. So it's like he could easily be up there, but I feel like I don't know. I still feel like his interest is high enough to make a push. But
who do you think is the tougher conference?
The NFC.
How about you, Drama? It's kind of biased because we got a lot of NFC guys in here.
I mean, not really. If you go on the list, who's AFC have? KMFO and NFC. Nobody else.
You're hating like shit, bro. You hating like shit. The AFC is top heavy like a motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying, but they only have 2-3 people. They don't have nobody. Like, you go through the NFC, you can name 6-7 different guys.
On the AFC East. Stop it, HD. You're sounding retarded, bro. The top is not 2 or 3 players in the AFC. All right, boom. In the AFC West, that's the best division. Okay, second best division in the league. I give the edge to the NFC. NFC West.
NFC West.
Cookie Z and Q. Even though Q, I don't know what the fuck going on this cycle. You know what I'm saying? And then I say the second best.
They might add another heavy a heavy hitter that's better than CEO. So we'll see what happens.
I would say the second best division would have to be the NFC North. No. AFC West. NFC West, AFC West, then the NFC North, and AFC. Shit, man. NFC North, and then the AFC East, and then the AFC North because of KMFO, the AFC South, the NFC South, and then the NFC East. So, yeah, I mean, the AFC got DK, Coles, Madigy, and Mike. All of them Super Bowl winners. They got Kieron. They got KMFO, SP Dot. You know what I'm saying? So that I give them those guys. They got those six. They got the AFC West. They got KMFO, SP Dot, Kieron. That's 7 right there. And the NFC East, you got... Okay, D Lloyd. I throw D Lloyd in there. D Lloyd, I ain't gonna lie. I was on purpose. I was on purpose saying fuck D Lloyd on that one. And then in the NFC, you got Cookie, Z, Q, JC, and then the whole NFC North. So you got 8 in the NFC East. I mean, 8 in the NFC, 7 in the AFC. But I just think that the way the divisions are stacked up and the way guys are playing this cycle, you can't just say it's a. I can't say it's just the NFC. I would have to give an edge to the AFC.
Keep record for me, D Lloyd, if you don't mind, or somebody.
I can't include King. Well, he's had fucking three seasons of 4 wins. I can't include him.
All right, King Mike and Q cancel each other out though. King Mike and Q cancel each other out.
No, Q made the playoffs.
When did Q make the playoffs?
Last season.
That's crazy. Y'all let Q make the playoffs?
Season 1. He didn't last season.
He made it last season. We both finished 10-7 and he got the tiebreaker.
How did he get Xavier Worthy at pick 2?
The first draft.
What you mean, how did he get Xavier Worthy? He talked Byrne into taking BJ Ojulari in like pick 10.
No, but I think he had pick 5 like on his own.
Yeah, he had.
He had pick five.
And then season, he was
season
like,
one, he was 5-12. Second season, he was 10-7 and made the playoffs.
I had it reversed. I thought he was better season one. Season 1, he didn't have Kyler. Okay,
bro. Okay. Kyler was gone for 6 games, bro. Like, we got to stop that. He was gone for 6 games. He had him for the back half of the schedule.
6 games.
You know how they look at it, bro. Nobody says shit when my quarterback been out every fucking season, bro.
I had to go to the playoffs with Malou. This dude's got 7 quarterbacks on his roster.
Like, by the time I played him, I played Kyler, and I think that was week 8. So, like, it's 18 weeks, bro. Like, but yeah,
I mean, you play in a league where 3 games.
I mean, who's the best user? Who's the best user in PML right now?
Best sim player in the league right now is SP Dot.
Let's not say sim. Who's the best player in the league right now?
The best player is KMFO because he'll do whatever it takes to win.
No, it's not. It's Cook.
Who's better? No, it's not.
Cook's better.
I will tell you right now, the best Madden player in the league, KMFO, will destroy Cook because he knows what he's doing. Cook don't give a fuck to do what KMFO does. I promise you, KMFO is better. If you just send them out in a head-to-head, I promise you,
I take SP Dot over KMFO. I think KMFO is third.
Now that you're invalid.
How am I invalid?
I don't know if Cook is better than KMFO, but I do know SP Dot is.
SP Dot is better than KMFO.
Y'all say we got one. SP Dot is better than KMFO.
I agree. If they're playing Sim, I will take SP Dot 10 out of 10 times. If you're just asking who the better Madden player is, I'll say KMFO.
That's it's why gonna be, I can tell you right now, it's going to be Cook. It's going to be Cook because he plays Mutt, bro. That's him. Like,
Cook beat SP Dot twice, bro.
Yes. Blow him out, too.
Okay. So, there's no realistic realm where we can have SP Dot over KMFO and not have Cook over both of them.
Dot beat KMFO twice. He beat him in the playoffs to get to Cook.
Okay, so Dot is over KMFO.
He beat him once Cook and then he was blowing him out in the second. He was blowing them out in the second matchup, okay. But KMFO came back and won. So yeah, my top three is Cook, SP Dot, and then KMFO.
Yeah,
I'm completely fine with that.
Yeah, I would go the same. Dot, listen, I know KMFO came back in that other game, but Dot has made him look pedestrian every time they play, bro. He made him like a regular guy. And I never seen nobody make KMFO look like a regular guy. You can't even say it's because of Dot's team, because Dot made the Super Bowl season one with the New England Patriots with Mac Jones at quarterback, bro. So you can't take nothing away from – I can't take nothing away from Dot and the way he play. But I just think when it comes to the – I mean, Cook a beast, bro. You can't take nothing away from Cook. When Cook won a ball, Cook is balling, and bro, I don't know if nobody
– He was a seven seed. Beat Hype Mike. Beat JC.
He beat Hype Mike. People forget this. He beat Hype Mike without Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald. I'm pretty sure both of them were out.
I think he might have had Donald, but Kupp was for sure gone.
Oh, yeah. Kupp was definitely out.
Regardless, went into Green Bay, beat Hype Mike, went into New Orleans, beat JC, then beat Hefe in the champ game. Then the next year, I really don't remember the schedule from last playoffs as well, but
I'm gonna pull it up right now.
That's so for Cook.
Yeah.
It's 2023.
Not good.
2023 wild card 37-10 blew out Hype Mike. Then he beat the Saints 37-24. Saints had the first round bye. Then he beat the Bears in the conference. 32-29 was the final there, and then obviously the Super Bowl. It doesn't even show the score of the Super Bowl. I want to go back to that game. Did Aaron Donald have any stats? Hold on 1 second. There was not a single stat from. He had a half a sack, so he was in the game. He was in that game. He was just missing Cooper Kupp. So no Cooper Kupp. He went in and beat the Packers. Then he went in on to beat the Saints, and then he beat the Bears in the conference game. Then in the next year, he had the Cardinals the first round, blew the Cardinals out. The final score was 42-31, but this game was over by half. And then he blew out the Saints 58-29. And then you obviously had the NFC Championship game, which came down to that last play where Mike's coverage was broken and he ended up winning, and then he blew the fucking doors off of SP Dot in the Super Bowl, 45-13.
That was the jump where he went on like a 45-3 run. Yeah,
he blew the fucking doors off of SP.
I think SP Dot started off 10-0, and then just Cook just did not stop the rest of the way. So yeah,
damn,
and
that's crazy.
It was bad. It was really bad.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, so my top three, Cook 1, SP Dot 2, KMFO 3. 4 and 5, after that, it gets real gray. It's really gray after that. You had the Packers go to the championship game. You had the Bills go to a champ game. You have the Chiefs that had a little bit of success. You have Z, who's had success in the regular season, always been up there. Actually, you missed playoffs last season, so I can't even say that. You have JC, who got a first round bye and had the second seed, I think, last year. I think that's where he finished for the NFC, if I remember correctly.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. We gotta go one game to win it. This is my top 10. Cookie Dot KMFO, Colts, Z, Hype Mike.
Are these in order?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cold Z.
Hype Mike.
JC.
Mm-hmm. That's 7.
Madigy.
8.
Kieran. No. Madigy. Q. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're basing off cycle. Fuck you. Q and Mike. This is because y'all ain't been performing this cycle, right? So after Madigy, give me Kieran and Hefe. That's my top 10.
That's interesting.
I only put Z behind Cold because you know what I'm saying.
No, Cold's got a ring, bro. I didn't hear
D Lloyd at all, and that's wild, bro.
D Lloyd in that top 10, that's my guy. But D Lloyd in that top 10,
wow, that shit wild, bro. Did you guys see our playoff performance last season?
You got to win your division, D. You got to win your division, D Lloyd.
He did. He won it last season. He just lost last season in the playoffs.
That's crazy.
I put up points in the playoffs. I lost like 50 to 40 something, bro, but we put up points.
Kieran ain't win this division. He didn't make the playoffs last season.
He lost both games to D-Lloyd last year.
Fucking bum. But he balling this season, though. You know what I'm saying?
He's 8-3 this season.
I'm gonna come up with one, but since we're getting close to March Madness too, I'll make a bracket. We could do AFC versus NFC, and we can just advance to a certain round, and then we'll just go from there.
That's interesting. I like that idea. Are you doing that now or for another show?
It'll be for another show. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna get it to the point where it's like the matchups will make sense. Like, it'll be matchup based. Like, it'll be AFC versus NFC every round. So I'll figure it out.
I mean, isn't it 16-16 on each side?
Yeah, but like, I don't want it to be like, yeah, I'll have it together for the next show.
All right. Well, I you want to include everybody, you know, kind of put them in a place where you could actually honestly even randomly do it. But it is interesting. Speaking of interesting, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. And Drama, I want to get you. You've been in Madden for a while. Give me your all Madden team. Your favorite players at each position. One quarterback, one wide running back, one wide receiver, one tight end, one O lineman, one D lineman, one edge rusher, one linebacker, one cornerback, and one safety.
Is this my time in PML, or this is Madden throughout the generations?
Yeah. No, the teams
your favorite players to use.
All right, my teams that I've used in Madden since I've been in PML. Quarterback, give me Russell Wilson. Running back, give me, give me Pollard. Give me my boy I drafted.
Oh, fucking CJ Verdell.
Verdell, that's what it was. That motherfucker was a
thing. Hey, yeah, give me Verdell. Tight end. I came up with the Eagles. Give me Ertz.
Oh yeah, you did have Ertz, and I think he had like max security or something. And
yeah, Ertz was something ridiculous. Give me a left tackle. Give me
just one O lineman.
Oh, one O lineman total.
Yep, we don't have to go through every O lineman.
Give me Lane Johnson. One defensive line. How many defensive linemen I get?
One defensive lineman, like interior and an edge rusher.
I give me Big Cox in your backfield.
Oh, God. Shit.
give me Big Cox in your backfield. Give me Micah Parsons for the edge rusher.
Middle line. Bro, I think it'd be on whatever. You swap them, bro.
Nah, middle linebacker. Give me my boy. Who the had with the Steelers? It wasn't T.J. Watt. Who had a middle linebacker for the Steelers?
Was that Bush?
God.
Was that Bush at the time?
Who? Was it Devin Bush?
It was
Devin. It was Devin Bush.
It was
I had like a superstar. I had him. Yeah, I had Devin Bush up to a superstar with the Steelers. What are we going cornerbacks now?
Yeah.
One corner.
Man. One corner. Shit, give me a.
I mean, you keep trading for Trey White.
Yeah, nah, Trey White ain't had that much of an impact.
What about Xavier? Didn't you have Xavier Howard that you kept getting for a couple of cycles?
Xavier
Howard was wild.
I went back and found you talking about the playoff game with Hefe and how you had to play written down, like that he ran. And then Xavier still got beat on it.
Bruh, that shit crazy, bro. Give me Diggs. I'll take Trayvon Diggs. Safety, I'm gonna have to go with my boy from the Steelers, Fitzpatrick. Minka, I gotta go with Minka. And then
that was it.
Hold on. I'm forgetting I had the Steelers though. My best linebacker was old boy that I took his equipment away. Jordan Brooks. It was Jordan Brooks on that Seahawks squad. But I forgot about Bobby Wagner.
I say Bobby equipment. So you forgot about
He took his equipment off, bro.
What are you doing, Bobby?
Bro, who's your favorite linebacker? Bro, the dude I took all his equipment off of, bro.
Other than that one time, he let me down, though. Bobby was balling, bro. Bobby was balling for me, man. But, yeah, so free safety, give me Minka Fitzpatrick, and strong safety, give me Adams. Adams had all the – yeah, J-Maw had the equipment, bro.
J-Maw, baby.
Hey, I put J-Maw in the 3-4. Z got mad. He said he cheated.
Oh, nah, bro. I was like, who that? I threw the ball. I was like, who that? I was like, oh, shit, Jamal.
Man, J-Maw went outside linebacker dropping back in purples. That nigga was mad. He was
because I threw the pick right to him. It was like he's not supposed to be there.
He's not supposed to be there at all. He was dropping back in that purple, bro. That shit was crazy. That Seahawks run was lit, man. I should have did better, bro. I shouldn't have traded away. Bro,
some of your best content came out of that run. Bro, I'm surprised you didn't say Gabe Jackson was your best lineman, bro.
Bro, yeah, I forgot about Gabe Jackson. I ain't gonna lie, I forgot about that Seahawks run the whole time. I just was remembering Cowboys and Steelers, but I remember Eagles and Steelers.
Hey, did you pick the
wide third receiver? Down, money's on the line, big Gabe Jackson. What do you do?
Did you pick a receiver?
No, receiver gotta be CD. You gotta be CD Lamb. CD Lamb been balling for me.
Bro.
Even though I traded away Metcalf, didn't I? I ain't gonna lie. I broke that Seahawks team up, bro. That shit was crazy, cuz.
Bro, I gotta go find this shit because I need to laugh today.
He said, I broke that team up, bro. That shit was crazy.
I think
that was some spiteful shit towards Z, bro. You're like, fuck your team, Z. I'm fucking crazy.
Them boys was balling out that first season, bro. I did my thing with them boys.
Hey, bro, when you said you gave me Russell Wilson and then it fucking ended up trading the Zaz, bro.
Half season through the cycle, I'm like, yeah, fuck this shit. I bailed on Russell like everybody else did, man. I bailed on Russell like they did in real life, bro.
Oh, shit. That shit crazy.
But yeah, no, that's
what the show is over. When the show is over, Drop, you gotta watch this shit, dog.
Bro. So we got, let me replay my teams. So I got Dak Prescott, CJ Verdell, Zach Ertz, motherfucking CD Lamb.
That was with the Steelers, right?
Yeah, CJ Verdell was with the Steelers. I drafted him. I remember that.
Yeah,
that was one of my only draft wins. Yeah, he was crazy. CJ Verdell was crazy. Then I had
the only fucking draft you showed up for, to be honest.
That might have been. Then CD Lamb, and then at tackle, give me Lane Johnson from the Eagles, and I got Big Cox in your backfield, Minka Fitzpatrick, Bobby Wagner, motherfucking yeah, I say Zacher is a tight end, Bobby Wagner, yep. Then Minka Fitzpatrick, and Fitzpatrick, J-Maul, and then cornerback, give me Diggs, man. But also, too, though, honorable mention was that boy I drafted when I had the Eagles. I drafted him out of Texas A&M. I don't know what the fuck happened to him in real life. But he had, like, some initials in his name. It's two initials in his last name, but I can't remember the shit. But he was a safety.
What position did he play?
He played safety. I drafted him out of Texas A&M. He was, like, superstar.
What team was this?
How come you didn't say Big Byron, bro?
This one had the Eagles.
He said, bro, Big Byron, eat up these blocks, bro. Watch him eat up these blocks, Big Byron.
Big Byron. And what was that Florida quarterback that won the Natty, bro? And he was ass when he drafted him.
God, bro.
He was like, what happened? Black,
bro. Yeah. Was it Emory Jones?
Was it Emory?
Emory Jones, bro.
Emory Jones.
Like third round.
Emory Jones. He won the championship game and everything. He was garbage, bro. That shit was depressing.
You got me depressing.
But nah, hey, yeah, I had some squads though, bro. I put together some teams. Y'all be hating, bro. I done built some dynasties. I mean, they could have been dynasties if I was a better player, but yeah, I done built some squads because y'all be hating. You remember the safety I drafted out of Texas A&M?
Nah, bro. I can't remember that.
What was your team? That's your all-time team.
My team, Caleb Williams.
Jackson. Hey, Gabe Jackson, what are you doing? Is insane, bro. That motherfucker gave up the sack, bro.
If you ask him if he yelled, look out. But you said my team?
Yeah. No, he asked me.
I'm going to go down everybody, though. Yeah.
I had Caleb Williams at quarterback. I really had fun with Najee Harris, Madden 22. Wide receiver, I gotta give it to Jalen Waddle or Keon Coleman. Keon Coleman was the close second. I really like Keon Coleman. Tight end, Kyle Pitts. That's easy. Offensive lineman, Chris Lindstrom. It's phenomenal. When it comes to defense, D lineman, I gotta go with Jordan Davis from the Steelers. Edge rusher, I gave it to Micah Parsons, but I'll change it. I'll change it since it's fresh.
He picked Micah the same way he traded for him, bro.
Let me go with Nick Bosa for when I had the 49ers. Nick Bosa, linebacker. I'm gonna go with. Yeah. I'll probably go with Troy Anderson. Corner, I gotta go with Keeley, baby. And then for safety, I'm going with Minka. I gotta go with Minka. Actually, Jesse Bates was phenomenal. But I'll go Minka. Minka, I got to X Factor. He had like universal coverage. He was dope.
Minka was a dog. Damn, bro, you forgot somebody, bro.
Who's
that? Killer team, bro. I traded you a killer DB.
Shut up. Next person, Z.
Favorite quarterback, CJ Stroud. Last year, favorite running back is
I will say I wasn't a fan of CJ Stroud, bro.
I was like, let's go. We got one.
But CJ Stroud, running back. This was tough because I forgot that I also did have Jukebox Dalvin Cook. And then I did have Darius Geis as well. But neither of those guys had 98 speed. So I'm going with Kenneth Walker.
Thanks to the speed trees, baby.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to speed.
shout out to speed.
Only when it works in my favor, though. Not for anybody else. favorite wide receiver, easily DK. Jettis was a rookie when I got him, so yeah. Tight end, bro. I had Gronk one season in Madden 21, and he went back up to X Factor. That was the year I went to Super Bowl.
And you swapped, yes, you took bro. Gronk and I took Harrison Smith,
yeah, bro. It was crazy. Favorite O lineman, I didn't really had like any like standout guys. I think I had I don't know if he was superstar or not, but I had Brandon Scherff on the Commanders, and he was like an 88 overall, maybe higher. Favorite edge rusher, Danielle Hunter, Madden 21. Favorite defensive lineman, I think I moved Bosa to D-tackle, so Joey Bosa. Linebacker, Divine Diablo in Madden in the Vikings. Yeah, he ended up getting Lurker. At left outside, at right outside linebacker, so he was just everywhere. Corner, Tariq Woolen, of course, and safety, Derwin James.
HD, do yours. Drama, go on mute for a second if you're going to have.
My bad, y'all. I ain't like y'all can hear my background.
You good? I got it, HD, do yours. HD.
Does it look like he's trying to talk? His thing's lighting up, but
HD, you there?
No, I'm just
lying. HD. What the fuck, bro? How you disappear? HD. He ain't getting paid. I ain't paying him. Fuck him. what other games we have, Z?
I'll do mine then. Hold on, I'll do mine. Yeah. At quarterback, I got to go with Sam Howell. That's when he was making those legendary Tampa Bay runs, bro.
When he wasn't in the league yet.
Yeah, bro. I drafted Sam Howell, bro. And I drafted Sam Howell. He was a dog. Running back, bro, I put Marshawn Lynch because that's the only guy that got to, like, abilities, I believe. But also on that Tampa Bay squad, bro, Ronald Jones was that guy for me, bro. Ronald Jones was a dog, so I'll
can't run the ball, so there's that.
Hey, well, he was getting like 1,300 yards a year, but yeah.
Marshawn Lloyd, not Lynch. You said Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lloyd,
I put that man a receiver, bro. That man was a fucking full-time receiver that just happened to play running back. That's all that was. Yeah. I just motioned him out and threw the ball to him. Receiver, y'all already know what it is, bro. The GOAT, Darnell Moss himself.
The GOAT.
I hate it, bro. PML Hall of Famer with 2,000 receiving yard, bro. That dude's a dog, bro.
Wasn't he 6'4"?
No. He was 6 feet. We tried to get him to 6'4". We tried to get him to 6'4", but, you know, some people cried about it at the end, bro. So 6 foot. Tight end, HD's friend, bro, Grant Calcaterra, bro. That's the first guy got suspended.
He's actually in free agency, I'm pretty sure.
I just throw that man the ball all the fucking time. I drafted him, so it was before he was really in the league. Lineman, bro, I never really had a good one, so I just put Peter Skoronski. He's, I think, my highest rated lineman I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Off the edge, bro, my boy Max Crosby, bro. It was a fucking dog. I'm sure Z remembers the Max Crosby days.
A
D lineman, bro. He wasn't the best, bro, but just because he was solid in the name, I put Celine, bro. Celine Farrell, bro, made the list. Linebacker, it was two. I had Fred Warner when I had the Raiders, and then when I traded, what was it, the second overall pick for him? And Ant didn't know who to draft with the draft.
He took Eli Ricks and gave him 47.
Eli Ricks.
And gave him 47. That was the number he was rocking, bro. This shit was atrocious.
Fairwater, bro, no. With that 99 awareness and all that shit, bro, that man would be in the gap before you was in the gap, bro. This shit was insane.
The funniest thing about all that is that is probably the worst equipment malfunction we've ever seen, and we have drama in this league. Having Eli Ricks at number 47.
That shit looks disgusting, bro. That looks shit looks so bad. And then my other linebacker was Harold Perkins last cycle. Him and Isaiah Simmons next to each other was cracked, bro. That shit was wild. I put none of these trash motherfuckers for cornerbacks. I don't think I've ever had a good one, bro.
Really?
Honestly, I don't think I had
Trayvon
a good DB.
What about Trayvon Mullen? Didn't you like him when was it with the Raiders?
Or was it okay? Yeah, and then but then I lost all respect when I had him again in Madden 23. And he was dope.
He was good. When he you had him good in Madden 22.
Yeah, I guess I'll go Mullen. Sean Murphy Bunting SMB was all right when I had the Bucks.
Yeah,
and that's about it. That's about all the DBs I've had for real. And then safety Antoine Winfield. And the thing about Antoine Winfield, bro, he was a fucking dog. I think I had like 4 picks in the game with him once. But the thing with Winfield was, remember when we could customize abilities, right?
Yeah,
I was the first one that actually did the customized abilities right before my playoff game, and I gave him Acrobat, and then that's what KMFO looked at the shit, and he started doing it, and this shit got way out of hand after that.
It's cool for me, bro. Chill.
But Antoine Winfield was a trendsetter, bro. His short ass—you couldn't even see him, bro. But he was there lurking. That's my squad. But now that HD is back, what's your all-time
HD? I put in the chat yesterday. Let's see. I did Madden 21 Baker. That's when I got him up to 96. Escape artist and shit.
That's when you were fucking force-feeding the fuck out of Jarvis Landry and throwing 60 fucking picks. I was like, God damn.
We're getting it. We're getting there. Let's see. Running back was 22 Chubb. That's when I had him as a top 5 every season. And then freight train. That shit was disgusting. Receiver was 21 Jarvis Landry. 23 touchdowns, 2,000. I did Donald Parham last year because he was 6 foot fucking 9. What else did I do? Edge, I did Nolan Smith from Madden. I think that was in 2021. I got him up to an.
What about your lineman?
Of Nolan Smith. I don't have one. I don't care. I just put Antonio because he's a Cleveland guy. I just put Miles because I'd put him everywhere. I put him at Edge and Edge in the football 3-4 and I played him at D tackle. Linebacker was Madden 19, Dorian Etheridge, best linebacker we've ever seen. And then Kalon Barnes and JT Woods were my two DBs.
I told JT, and it'd be funny to have just a league that might even just be visual. Like, we don't even have to play in it. Of, you know, at the end of the cycle, you could – pick a couple players to have in your Hall of Fame, like your Hall of Fame team, and just to see that, like you'll have duplicates in it, obviously, for guys that you know played with certain people, but you get to see like what they had, like for myself, 90 something overall, Najee Harris, and my backup will be fucking 96 overall, Bijan Robinson, Caleb Williams will be my number one. Quarterback, and then after that, you get to see like what Hall of Fame type of team, like, and then you kind of have a little thing where you're like, oh, whose Hall of Fame team is probably the best out of everybody? You know, it'd be interesting to see. Cooks probably. Just think about Cooks' team. He'd have Amon-Ra St. Brown at wide receiver at 99 speed, and Kenny Golladay at 99 speed at wide receiver. The team was ridiculous, and that was just one team. That was the Lions. moving on, Z. What's the rest of the games?
Next game we have. Fallman beat the CPU Vikings 37-13. Vikings fall to 7-5. And the last game that was played was Panthers Commanders. Panthers beat the Commanders 45-29.
Ooh-wee, this one was a fun one. Ooh-wee, JT gonna get super suspended. Where drama at? Drama! Drama!
Why you look for drama? I'm gonna mention it because I mentioned Jen when we were here talking to Miles, and I was like, you know, Z, I said, because he was in here, he goes, yeah, I beat JT by 7. I said, well, that means this season he's gonna beat you by 14 at least. And lo and behold, this man went out there and kicked your ass.
Well, technically, he beat him by 9. He should have nailed the ball and wasted the clock.
Score says 16, sir.
Hold on. Please tell me that our fearless leader, the most sim and strict and direct JT, pull a drama man at the end of his game versus...
He pulled a drama man either to... one, like you said, pull a drama man and say, I should have beat this man by multiple scores, so I'm going to score here. Or two, he saw a lot of people take the Commanders plus 10.5 because him and A-Rod are the only two that have access to that. And he felt some type of way and made sure that he won by more than 10.5. Because he was up by 9. When he couldn't nail
it. Big man's integrity. That's crazy.
All I got to say to that is it's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it. Fuck them. That's wild, bro.
Neff's making it a mission to make sure he don't get away with it.
Oh, he is not getting away with this. He is absolutely not getting away with this. No, there's zero chance. Zero chance. Negative 10 chance, honestly. I put my life state. I would put the D to my house up. Fucking
put some PML on the line, bro. Put your
I will put my spot on. I will put my spot on the line that he gets suspended. There's no way. There's no way around it.
Well,
Falcons are open. Just to run it down for you, drama. I know you'd be interested. I think I ran it down off the show. So the score was 38-29. Score was 38-29. Miles just scored. To knock it to 9. He tried to go for 2 to knock it at 8 because he was down 16. Missed the 2-point conversion. He only has 2 timeouts left. He goes for an onside kick. He doesn't get it. JT gets it. JT gets a first down on his first play. Ends up at the 10-yard line. The clock's running. Miles never calls a timeout. JT then decides to run a inside zone to Braylon Allen and take it in for a touchdown.
That's insane, bro.
I mean, if he's 10-yard, what do you want him to do?
Nail the ball.
Nail the ball, bro.
How many timeouts did he have?
Only 2. And at that, after he got the first down, he didn't use a single one. The clock was running the whole time. This was 54 seconds left, 50 something seconds left, where it was blatant, you know. Miles was saying the game's over. So our fearless leader will receive a suspension of 2 games and a minus 20 content point fine. Hopefully, making it right with everybody that lost points this week, trying to take the Commanders plus 10.5, even though it should have hit, but didn't hit because we had somebody not be a sportsman at the end of the game. Any comments about this, Z and D-Lloyd?
I mean, I told Miles he wasn't going to win. He was very confident, but after I played JT earlier in the year, I was like, yeah, bro, you're not beating him. So when it's your time, man. The suspension comes for all of us, and
here we go. This is history. This is history. This is the first suspension. First time JT's ever receiving a suspension.
I mean, he'll be all right. I've been suspended for years, bro.
Since he's the owner of the league, I say we do 40, not 20.
I don't know if it's 42. His first. And it'll be his first, like, suspension, though.
It will be his first suspension.
I don't think it's suspended.
I got a ton of usage, bro. That shit's so normal now.
He's already somebody that spreads the ball around. That's why he drafts 22 running backs. So he's never been suspended for usage, never been suspended for anything. This is the first ever suspension that you are seeing a Panthers player. You could even go back
and if it was super, egregious and shit, I think Miles would have said something. He's normally the guy that does.
So. Miles did say something.
I didn't see it. It didn't look like there was much chatter when I looked at chat. But
It might have been in DM. But Miles did say something because JT brought it to the commissioner group himself, mentioning how Miles said something and we should take a look at it and our opinion. So his JT breakdown of it was. He had two timeouts based on him going for the two version and then also him going for an onside kick. I thought he was still trying to compete at that point. So that's why I ended up scoring again. But we said, go fuck yourself. You should have nailed it down. You're getting suspended. But there was a complaint about it. And I thoroughly enjoy HD trying to back.
I'm not trying to back him. I'm just asking. If it's egregious, then Miles would have said something in gen chat like he normally does. That's all I said. I haven't seen it, so I can't argue anything.
I just broke it down to you. You don't think that's egregious?
I also said that. So what do you do? I don't bother me. I just not. It don't fucking bother me. Affect me. And once I'm getting in trouble, then I'll.
My friend JT is getting in trouble, and I don't think what he did is too bad. I understand.
I don't. You're not gonna say that because I said I don't know.
So Miles, he brought it to the commissioner chat saying that you mentioned something about it. Was it something quick you mentioned in Gen Chat? Why would he say, "Oh, well, Miles mentioned something about it"? Oh, in your thread. So in the thread. Okay. So either way, you mentioned it somewhere. So that's why he brought it to commissioner chat. I wonder if we wouldn't seen this because he plays at 2 in the morning and nobody goes back and says, hey, let me watch this. Nobody goes back and says, hey, let's check out the end of this Panthers and Commanders game. Like, nobody ever says that. So this guy right under the rug, completely under the rug.
Hey, he's showing integrity.
I do think it's going to be fun. I can't wait to suspend him. First, it was my friend Vet. Now I'm going to get my friend JT out of this league. You fuck around, JT, and find out, baby. It's my league now. Makes
sense. Neff has been asking a lot of Discord questions, bro. He's planning the takeover. This shit is wild,
I'm
bro.
Planning the fucking takeover, bro. I'm going to tell him I'm big. Hey,
if Pima,
I'm gonna tell JT, bro, just run the shit. But you ain't in the league no more, okay? And you gonna say, bro, okay?
We were like, hey, we're gonna make an NCAA league, and Neff's like, fuck that game.
Yeah, that game, bro. You thought PML was going to NCAA? That's crazy.
Suddenly, the server went from 3 people to 1 just Neff. That means the bots all left.
But, a win for the Panthers, that don't matter anyway. But the Commanders are now 1-something and probably will finish the season 1-something after this. I don't think he's got another winnable game on his schedule after this.
You want to run through it real quick?
Yeah, let's run through it.
All right. Ah, man, those damn Commanders, boy. I tell you what.
Oh, he's got the Giants next week. He already beat the Giants.
Right, it took everything in his power to beat the Giants.
Well, it took everything in his power just to beat
the
internet.
This is a perfect segue. So we talked about earlier. We talked about your top three. Who is your bottom three in order?
That's so toxic, bro, and unnecessary.
I don't know. Three
in order.
Isn't it kind of toxic? Talk about who's the best too, because then you leave guys off that list. So
thanks. Miles, A-Rod, CB. I heard the drama. Just drop it. Oh, you got Miles worse than A-Rod?
Yeah. Miles is worse than A-Rod.
I agree. I got A-Rod, Miles.
I don't think CB's top three worst. He's gotten a lot better.
Let me look at the teams. I got to stick with A-Rod first, Miles second.
Y'all be showing that boy CB too much love. I don't know when y'all became friends with that dude. But that guy sucks.
No, he's bottom five.
I've seen him a lot. He's
bottom five for sure. But I'm on the fence between I'm in the on the fence. This is Ant Dog 2.0 now. He's a dog. I'm on the fence between Burn and JT. I'm on the fence between Burn and JT for
it's
number
gotta
three.
Be Burn, bro. It's gotta be Burn.
Burn
bro.
And JT.
Yeah, between those two, definitely Burn. I'd rather play fucking Burn than JT. That's how I look at it. When you guys are like, oh, so who's better? It's like, well, who would I rather play 10 times rather, you know, between the two? And I'd rather play Burn 10 times.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Where's Debo on that list?
Debo ain't that low. He's probably
the worst either.
Where's Debo. HD on that list, Drama?
I'm HD is HD bottom seven. I don't say I wouldn't say he's nowhere near as bad as those guys. Bro, stop it, HD, please, bro.
Give me Drama. I know you'll do it. Give me a bottom 10 right now.
I got a good delete. Okay, just this off the top of my head, right? There's not looking at the what's name, so I don't know if this is going to be in any kind of order, right? Bottom 10. A-Rod, Miles, CB, Burn, HD, JT, Debo,
Mike.
No, nah, I can't say Mike. I can't say Mike.
Kurt. Kurt. How about Tennessee? Yes, sir.
No, nah, I can't do D-Loy like that. D-Loy is a myth.
Hold on. I've had one.
Nah, that's Neff, D-Loy. I wouldn't do you like that, bro.
Nah, listen, I ain't going to fall for that, bro. If you're putting me down there, D-Loy's definitely right next to me.
HD, you're not on D-Loy's level. Stop that shit, bro.
D-Loy's going down to A-Rod's level, you ask me.
Nah, he's talking shit. Let me finish. Hold up. Let me count these motherfuckers out. A-Rod, Miles, CB, HD, JT, Burn, Kurt,
Debo.
Debo, I got two more.
Yep, you had eight.
Who burned, brother? Is it Fallen or Greeny?
Fallen. They all play the same, but it is.
And then Greeny. Fallen and Greeny.
Fallen, Greeny. That wraps out your top 10.
That's my top 10 worst players. No. Damn, because then I want to put CEO up there, too. He gone,
though.
Put Greeny in there for sure, but CEO before Fallen. And just in case y'all wondering, I'm right after that Fallen CEO Greeny group, then you put me in there. So I'm like 18 or 17 or something like that. Like I'm.
Your group would include
under Neff and D-Loyd?
No, I'm above Neff. I'm above Neff under D-Loyd. Above Neff under D-Loyd.
We're in the same group, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
The
one interesting name you didn't put in there was Cammy.
Yeah, I tried to stall Cammy out. Stammy whooped my ass last time we played, so I can't even stun on Cammy, but
did he hit you with HB wheel routes? Because he loves to hit HB wheel routes against cover one.
Yeah, and he put the motherfucking he came out in motherfucking trips right and then motioned his running back / wide receiver to the left and then ran a vertical on me against the linebacker, beating me downfield.
I fucking told y'all he did it. He argues it. That's the second person. Cheesy bitch.
Just to say it again. Greeny in there was
the receiver at halfback, and then just put fucking receiver and throw a streak to him.
Greeny in there was moving
him out.
Fucking cheese on him.
No, I did that shit with Marshawn Lloyd, bro.
Yeah,
Marshawn Lloyd's not a receiver converted.
Oh, yeah, he's not converted. No, he's the actual running back.
Yeah, no, he's not converted. Cammy's guy's a fucking receiver.
Yeah, he was a 6'3 wide receiver converted to running back with 95 speed.
Yeah, then he put him out there. He definitely came out in trips GCC. Right, motioned that motherfucker outside, and ran a vert against a linebacker and beat me downfield on that shit.
No, you was confused as hell. Like, who the fuck is this?
Man, fuck me up, because I seen a motion. He gonna go empty backfield? Let me go over to this cover zero right quick, and then 2 seconds later, that motherfucker was down the field.
He's sprinting down the field.
Yeah, I did the opposite, bro. See, listen, I did the opposite. I knew what it was. I knew who it was. I knew what was coming, and I tried to switch my defense to get him help, and this motherfucker was gone.
You ain't give him enough help, bro.
My guy ain't had no fucking chance. One day we'll get Nazi commissioners in here, bro. On my mama.
Well, we follow our leader, and our leader apparently.
He's not cheesy. He's unsporty. Allegedly.
Well, he is cheesy. I gotta say, the one thing you complained about KMFO, he's been doing for cycles now. We're using his DBs and his wide receivers to bump a corner or bump a wide receiver off the route to the ball and, you know, create an unfair advantage because they don't call pass interference.
Cook did this to me in our game. Cook, I ain't gonna lie, Cook abused the fuck out of this shit.
Yep, JT's a pro at doing that as well. So I've seen it with four people. Kieron, Cook, KMFO, and JT. They all have done that in some – Z has done it. I haven't seen Z do it. That's the four people I actually watch do it.
Wait, what you mean? The motion out?
Z's done it, but Z don't abuse it.
Bump his wide receiver in his route so you can get in position for the interception and shit.
Oh, I've run to get under the ball, personally.
I've seen JT not avoid an interception, but hurt himself in trying to get an interception just to make sure my wide receiver couldn't run the route anymore. And then the ball was just a little too far for both of us.
I've gotten like 15 illegal contacts, bro. That shit don't work for me. I don't know how they be doing it.
Is it when the ball's in the air? Because it's when the ball's in the air.
My penalties come from like jamming and then trying to get off the jam, but I get stuck. So yeah.
No.
Bro, when the ball's in the air, they just be smacking the fuck out of you.
Oh, nah, yeah. So, nah.
Yeah, just be hitting, running into your wide receiver.
I said Z's done it. I'm more so picking on Z. He's done it. Obviously, you know, I said it, he did it against me, and he knew what I was talking about. But that's why I said he's done it. He don't abuse it, though. Z just got a shitty user. That's all.
I've seen it abused mostly by KMFO and JT. I don't watch Cook enough to say it, but maybe I'll find out today.
Fearless leaders?
Both of my fearless – KMFO's not even a leader. That shit's crazy. Just because I slop on the knob doesn't mean he's my leader. Duh. Any statements, Drama? You want to tell HD how he's not going to win the division before we go?
HD knows what it is and what it ain't. He got a good dub last week, and that was his Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? So the rest of the season going to shake out the way we all know it's supposed to.
All right, everybody in PML, have a great day. We'll catch you next time.
Yes,